how comforting is it to have a guy like Mike Evans?
It's comfortable just to have the personnel that we have on this offense, but having a guy like Mike, just an elite receiver that you can go to at any time, is definitely a blessing.
What about the running game? That's also been helpful, correct?
Absolutely. Doug Martin and Charles Sims have been toting that rock, and they've been doing a great job. The offensive line have been protecting well and also doing well in run blocking as well.
Jameis, could you talk a little bit about your relationship with D'Amico Ryans? And over the years, he's given you some counsel here and there.
Yeah, D'Amico Ryans, me and D'Amico Ryans are from the same city, same hometown, homegrown. You know, just growing up, he was everyone's role model from not only just from the athletic standpoint, but from the academic standpoint of how smart he was and how he carried himself as a man from the great state of Alabama. And it's just an honor that I'm going to be able to, you know, play against him this week and just play against someone that comes from my city that we looked up to. It's a blessing.
You know, the Eagles have a lot of different looks they give you. Have you seen any interesting things in your looking at the films of their looks?
Well, yeah, they mix up their looks a lot with their defensive linemen. And, you know, that just comes into, I just got to make the right calls, whether it's either an even front or an odd front, to put us in the right protections and make sure we have the right runs on.
Getting back to D'Amico just for a moment, Jameis, when you've had some challenges here and there, can you recall any advice he gave you along the way?
Man, just keep your head up and keep going. You know, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You know, so he just always kept me up, you know, and it just meant a lot from him. Just any little advice that he has, because he has a busy schedule. I mean, he's been in the NFL for a long time now and still found a way to reach back to his hometown and help one of his hometown brothers out.
Jameis, as a rookie quarterback, how much did it help you, you know, the fact that they – stuck with you, like, while you were able to make your mistakes and stuff earlier in the season, and how much has that helped you as the season's gone on?
Well, you know, my goal is just to get better every single game, and I'm blessed that the coaches still have faith in me, you know, but it's just a game of football. You're going to make some mistakes, but, you know, you gotta improve you got to build on the positives and eliminate the negatives.
Leading up to the draft, Jameis, there was all the speculation about the Eagles trying to get Marcus Mariota. Did you think that was going to affect you one way or the other, whether it was Eagles trying to get to the number one pick or something of that nature?
I wasn't focused on that at all. I just was happy that I had the chance to get drafted.
Jameis, let me ask you something. Did you ever meet, speaking of role models like you mentioned, D'Amico, but did you get a chance to meet Charlie Ward when you was at Florida State? Because he did a lot of the same things you did when you was there.
Yes, sir. Me and Charlie Ward are pretty tight.
And how much did he help you? Any advice did he give you?
Yeah, a lot. Just because he's been in the same, you know, predicament that I was in. He did it. He had to go through it with basketball and football. So, you know, he just told me to keep my nose clean and just keep moving forward, man. The main thing is just being yourself and staying true to yourself.
Jameis, when was the last time you were in Philadelphia, and are you what is your level of excitement coming to play at Lincoln Financial?
Man, I'm so excited to come and play up there. I think the last time I was even in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania was when we was in Pittsburgh and we played Pittsburgh up there at the Steelers Stadium, but it was amazing because I'm an Eagles fan. I grew up an Eagles fan. Randy Cunningham is my favorite player of all time. I love Brian Westbrook, Brian Dawkins, Donovan McNabb, you know, Javon Curse, all the guys that played for the Eagles in the early 2000s, mid 2000s. I grew up an Eagles fan. You know, I've been saying fly Eagles fly for my whole life. Now I got to go up there and face them.
Have you ever been to Philadelphia, though? Have you been to a game here?
I never have.
And now, do you know the words to the song, the Fly Eagles Fly song?
No, I don't know. I don't know the song.
You open the end of the day on Sunday.
I just hope someone gives me a program. Do they usually have, like, the song in the program so people can read along?
Jameis, you guys haven't been scoring a lot of points lately. You certainly won a big game last Sunday, but what has to happen to get your offense moving a little better? I guess you've got some receivers hurt. Are you going to get any of them back this week?
I don't know. I don't know about the progress of our guys. I just hope we can get some back to help us out. But, you know, the guys are working hard, man. And one thing about a win is a win. You know, the way we've been running the football and passing, that we have really balanced each other. You know, we just got to finish drives. When you look at the amount of yardage and stuff that we put up, we're not just getting shut out by teams. We just have to score in the red zone. And I have to up my game a little bit better to help us get more points on the board.